This is Health Matters reporting on bug bites.
We're talking fleas, ticks, spiders, scorpions, bees, wasps, and hornets. Some of these bugs pack enough venom to cause serious discomfort. Some can provoke a dangerous allergic reaction.
Fleas are the least worrisome. While people have flea allergies, they are not a health threat. Pets can have nasty skin reactions, but people quickly recover, even from multiple flea bites.
The main hassle from fleas is an infested house. Pets carry fleas inside where they hang out and multiply like mad. Before you know it, there are fleas all over the place and they're happy to bite humans. Flea bites are uncomfortable, and a full-fledged attack is a sorry sight, especially on infants and toddlers.
Once a home is seriously infected, bug bombs seem to be the only answer, unless you go for the vacuum scrub and laundry everything inside approach. Bug bombs, also known as total release fogger products, combine pesticides with flammable aerosol propellants.
Really? Flammable propellants?
Yes, and bug bombs can cause fires, but not if you follow the directions.
My question about bug bombs has always been, are they toxic to people? The first detailed answer came out in 2008 when the Federal Centers for Disease Control released a report on illnesses and injuries associated with bug bombs. The study examined data from 8 state pesticide departments, including California's.
466 bug bomb-related illnesses or injuries were identified in the state studied. Not a huge number. In most cases, the persons affected either failed to vacate the space before the fogger went off or re-entered the space too soon after it discharged. The study concluded that bug bombs can pose a risk for acute but unusually temporary health impacts. It also concluded that the best approach is to prevent flea infestation in the first place. In other words, keep your pets flea-free.
As for mosquitoes, they do cause tropical fevers. But here in Hoopa, they don't pose that risk. Allergies, yes. Even nasty ones, to the point of eyes swollen shut or a puffy arm. So kids who are allergic to mosquitoes need to be protected. Again, the question is, what health risks are associated with insecticides used to prevent a mosquito from biting?
DEET-based pesticides are used around the world against mosquitoes. In fact, they are applied 200 million times a year. Given the staggering number and the relatively few cases where it has caused health problems, DEET is considered safe to use by research scientists and federal agencies.
DEET passes through the placenta and has been found in the cord blood of newborns. But studies document that babies born of mothers who use DEET have birth weights, developmental milestones, and physical and mental abilities equal to babies whose mother did not use the pesticide.
The issue with DEET is using it correctly. It should not be inhaled or ingested. It should not be applied over cuts, wounds, or irritated skin. It shouldn't be applied to young children's hands or near their eyes or mouth. It should not be overapplied and should be washed off once inside.
But chemicals pose risks to some. If you don't want chemical insecticides on your body, whatever their safe profile, there's always the option of using natural repellents.
Moving on to bites, you need to watch them closely, namely spider, scorpions, and ticks. Black widow bites often don't hurt, but they leave 2 red fang marks. Black widow venom causes swelling, a bruised look, and can hurt. Tick bites that sprout a bullseye rash warn of a possible Lyme disease infection, and any of these symptoms should be checked out by a doctor. Same with pain and feeling from a scorpion bite.
As for bee and hornet stings, there are several symptoms that mean it's time to call 911. Number 1, itching. Hives are swelling over a large part of your body. Number 2, your face, throat, or tongue starts to swell up. Number 3, trouble breathing. Number 4, you begin to get dizzy. Number 5, stomach cramps, nausea, or diarrhea. Half the people allergic to bees don't even know it. Also, you can develop this allergy at any time.
Getting medical help is imperative with these symptoms. A bee allergic person who isn't treated immediately can die.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.